This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app, which you could download from your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Once you got the Odyssey app downloaded, you search for WILK News Radio and favorite us, and that's it. It works seamlessly with your CarPlay. You got chapters. You can go back for a couple of days and listen. It's a great little thing to have. Podcast, you can find us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show, WILKNewsRadio.com. You can listen live there. Or your smart speakers, just tell those little suckers to play WILK News Radio, and you can hear us live. It is 4:11, 23 degrees on this Monday, December 15th, 2025. It's a lot going on, and we're going to cover a lot of different topics today, And this segment here at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about how it's time to be hyper-vigilant as Americans, not only here in America, but especially here in America, but anywhere in the world. If you're traveling this holiday season, if you are going out, if you are going to the malls, if you're going out to eat, I'm not telling you not to do things. I'm just telling you to be hyper-vigilant and be prepared to defend yourself if necessary. Just be prepared to defend yourself if necessary, because there's a lot of things that have happened, are happening, and the warning signs are all flashing red. You had the D.C. National Guard incident where an Afghan rebel, an Afghan interpreter came here, not vetted properly, executed an act of terrorism, executed a National Guard member and seriously wounded another. You have this recent incident that we're going to talk about later in the show in Australia, 15 dead, where these terrorists opened fire on a beach community in Australia. You have Syrian soldiers in Syria, our soldiers, U.S. soldiers, two U.S. soldiers and a U.S. interpreter murdered from a Syrian military member who opened fire on them just earlier in this weekend. You have this L.A. New Year's Eve plot that was just foiled today. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Now, that appears to be more homegrown terrorists, but this is an anti-establishment, anti-ICE, anti-police, pro-Palestinian group that determined to cause mass havoc in the L.A. area on New Year's Eve. And Brown University, we're still looking into that. We really have no basis on what happened except that there are deaths. there was a shooting and the community is on alert because the suspect is still at large. So we don't know a lot of what's happening. But what we do know is just last week, the director of national counterterrorism, Joe Kent, who is a special forces, was 75th Ranger Regiment, special forces, now is the director of national counterterrorism, gave a pretty dire warning just last week. And I was listening to it, and I had the honor and privilege to speak to an Air Force Brigadier General, an Army Colonel, former CIA operative, just this weekend, who I am friends with. And we discussed this, and their warnings were that everything that they're seeing, every light that they see flashing is saying that cells are going to be activated, not only across the world, but here in America. And again, it's not a time to be afraid. It's not a time to panic, but it is a time to be hypervigilant and be ready. Know your surroundings. Know where you're going when you go to crowded places. You know, I'm sure that everyone who went to the beach in Australia never suspected that they'd be under fire for 20 minutes from two individuals with different types of weapons, bolt-action weapons and shotguns. And we've seen the carnage there, 15 dead and multiple dozens wounded. But here is the director of counterterrorism, Joe Kent, just last week, giving us a warning that I think every American, and especially, you know, my friends and listeners here, should pay attention to.
We've made significant progress under President Trump's leadership. We have the jihadis of ISIS and Al-Qaeda on the run in Iraq and Syria, thanks to the decisive action and the strikes that we've taken there recently since President Trump took office in January. However, we have a persistent threat from the individuals that were allowed into this country by the previous administration. The number one threat that we have right now, in my view, is the fact that we don't know who came into our country in the last 4 years of Biden's open borders. What we have identified is alarming, and I want to share that with you today. We just recently put out a warning of the heightened risk of terrorist attacks posed to the homeland by terrorists pretty much of all stripes, but in particular from ISIS and from Al-Qaeda. NCTC has been crunching the numbers and going through the sheer volume of known and suspected terrorists that are in the country that came in under the Biden administration. So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases facilitated their entry into the country, just like the entry of the Afghan terrorists who committed the terrorist attack here just before Thanksgiving, killing one of our National Guard members and wounding another. That Afghan was brought into the country as a group of over 100,000 Afghans who were brought here during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. These individuals, despite what has been reported, were not vetted properly to come into the United States. The individual terrorist who committed the attack in D.C., he was vetted to serve as a soldier in Afghanistan. The Biden administration essentially used his tactical level vetting as a ruse to bring him here and to bring him into our communities. And we've seen the tragic results of that. Now, that Afghan, that attacker, that terrorist is just one of 88,000. We've identified 2,000 of that group of 88,000 who have ties to terrorist organizations. We're working right now hand in hand with DHS and with the FBI to run down this 2,000, the Afghans who came here under Allies Welcome who have ties to terrorist organizations, and additionally the other 16,000 individuals with ties to terrorist organizations that Biden let into our country. That is probably the top terrorist threat that we face right now, and that doesn't include the individuals who came here illegally through the open border. That number, alarmingly, remains unknown at this time. We're trying to figure out who those individuals are as well.
So that's Director of National Counterterrorism, Joe Kent, saying that there's hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, 18,000 known or suspected terrorists. Now, to put that in perspective, 18,000 alone, that's 360 per state. Known or suspected terrorists here in America, here, right now. That Afghan refugee program, 100,000. 2,000 of them have ties to terrorist organizations. every person that I know that has worked in counterintelligence, that has national security level clearances, and do this for a living, and I'm talking brigadier generals, colonel, former CIA agents, are saying that it's going to get critical here at our homeland. Now, what triggers that? If it triggers that, do we track these people down? I think we should be doing all of the above. But with everything we see going around the world, especially this incident in D.C. with our National Guard, this terrorist execution where they tried to shoot two of our guardsmen in the heads, successful in killing one, not the other. The Syrian military operative turning against our U.S. soldier allies, killing two and an interpreter there in Syria. This incident in Australia. It's a time just to be hypervigilant. And that's really the only warning I want to give you. Listen, this time of year, anytime there's crowds, New Year's Eve has always been a heightened alert status for anything, especially if you're going to somewhere big, which since I stopped working, I never do. You know, I like to keep my New Year's very calm, quiet, and as intimate as I possibly can. You know, I've worked Times Square when I was still working. It's not something I would ever suggest or recommend. But anywhere this time of year, anything, any large gatherings, any place you need to be, make sure you're prepared to defend yourselves and your loved ones. Have the conversations with your loved ones. You know, the what ifs. I know they're not pleasant to have, and I'm not talking about scaring them. Just go through scenarios. Hey, if something happens, this is what I want you to do. If you're out shopping with your family, two sets of keys. Make sure your wife has a set. I understand you're going out, you're driving, she doesn't need keys. Maybe you're going with her, you don't need keys. Yes, you do. Because if something happens, they need to get to that vehicle and get out of there. You know, I've told my wife many times, I can't worry about you and defend myself at the same time. I can't go towards danger if I'm also worried about you and my children or my grandchildren or whoever that is. You know, my first primary concern is getting them exfilled out of the area, getting them off the X, as we like to call it. So if something needs to be done and I'm capable of doing it, I can. You know, and that could be rendering medical aid to someone who's already injured or dealing with a danger. But you can't properly do that if you're worried about your own loved ones. You need to get them to safety. You need them to know what they're going to do so they don't freeze and panic. And listen, I've seen the best of them freeze and panic. And the more you drill this into them, the more something like this is talked about, the more just as you're wandering down the mall aisle and you're saying, okay, you know, if something happened here, this is what I want you to do. This is where I want you to go. Look, where's the exits right now? You know, as casually as you possibly can, and make it the course of every day. Make it the course of just what you do. We live in dangerous times, and there's the National Director of Counterintelligence telling us there's tens of thousands of people who want to wish us harm, that want to cause harm, that have a history of causing harm here in our homeland, here, and we don't know where they are. And again, our agencies can only do so much. A lot of times it is up to, look at this incident in Australia, and we're going to talk about it. You know, it was a resident who charged him unarmed and wrestled the gun away from him. And he was shot in that process, but was able to get a gun away from him. And for about 5 minutes, that individual was unable to shoot because he had to retreat back to where his son was to retrieve another weapon to open back fire. So that 5 minutes, how many people did that hero save? And that could be anywhere. And we've seen it. Look at the National Guard in D.C. after executing one by shooting them in the head and shooting another in the head. Another National Guard member with a pocket knife took him on. With a pocket knife. So, again, it's time to be hypervigilant here in America because there's a lot of warning signs flashing. And, you know, we can't become complacent how open our borders were for the past 4 years. And again, as he said, 18,000 known terrorists or suspected terrorists that we know of here. 100,000 came in vetted through this Afghan project. How many came in that we don't know about? How many paid extra to the cartels to get in here undetected? Those are the ones that we're truly scared about. those videos at the border that I've played here for you on the radio, to where people have said, you'll know who I am. Remember that guy? Somebody confronted him and says, you'll know who I am, Middle Eastern gentleman. It's in the nation somewhere. It's 424 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 428, 23 degrees. So there was this tragic shooting up at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. I've been to Brown University. My son was being recruited for their football team when he was a junior in high school. And it was it's just a beautiful place. Glad he didn't go there for many reasons, but this not being one of them. But this is why we need to let investigations and stop letting politicians do press conferences when it comes to criminal investigations. The mayor is not a law enforcement official. I understand he's the mayor, and he has his proper place to say something at one of these events, these press conferences, but he's not the lead spokesperson when it comes to a criminal investigation, regardless of his title. Neither is the governor, neither is any senator, neither is anyone else. It's law enforcement officials. And again, when they had that one of their first press conferences the day after the scene was stabilized, the next morning, for 15 minutes, I listened to a mayor, I listened to a governor, and I listened to a U.S. senator talk about everything and anything but what people really needed to hear. And they truly did really need to hear stuff, because they did have a person of interest that they were speaking to. And even during that conference, somebody corrected one of the speakers when he said, you know, we had someone in custody. He says, no, we have a person of interest we're speaking with. He's not in custody. That's a bad term.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And he had to correct himself. So they did have this person of interest that they were speaking to, this military officer who was cyber specialized. Turned out it was the wrong person. And after his name was put out there and people rushed to judgment, there's going to be plenty of lawsuits, I would assume, there when it comes to who posted what, which is why you have to be careful when it comes to these things. And here was a person that they were speaking to. He was found in the area. He did have a firearm. But it turns out, just because it was the same caliber, it did not match. It was not fired. Ballistics does not match. It wasn't him. He was able to justifiably explain to authorities, and they released him, saying publicly he was not the person. So now they are looking for a real person, and the community's in fear because a real shooter is out there. Now, what happened is looking at the situation here, and I've dove into what the public evidence is pretty extensively. Whoever this was had a good idea of the layout of Brown University. Brown University, per student, is probably one of the most surveilled campuses in the United States, and they don't have much footage on this person. They also knew the layout of this building, the classrooms, and Brown University is a very old university. So this person had a good understanding of where they were going. And we don't, I say they, because they we don't really know. Now, what we do know is the person was armed with a handgun and shot more than 40 9mm rounds before fleeing. Now, witnesses say they heard the shooter shouting something, but no one knows what they were shouting, even a little bit. There's no information out that. Now, when people are shouting during these types of active shooter situations, you know, there's a lot of conclusions that could be come to. And listen, evidence. Let the evidence speak for itself here. But the good thing is when cases like this take point and you do have a person of interest, there's still hundreds of investigators out there doing the work still, just in case. And in a case like this, that's very good. It's not like, hey, we wasted 24 hours and we got to start from scratch. No, you have a team of investigators dealing with the person of interest, and everybody else is doing this like it's still an open case, because it is. Until you have a guilty verdict, this is always an open case. I could go right now, right this instant, to where I used to work in New York City and pull case files from 20 years ago that I investigated. That's how these cases never are truly concluded. And these are for convictions. Most of these people probably already spent their time in prison and are out again. Maybe in for another crime. Who knows? So what we do know right now is there's a gunman on the loose. We do know the two victims. One was the vice president of the Republican Club for Brown University. Could be a coincidence. The other person was a student who's really overcome a lot of obstacles through health challenges and learning disabilities, who was attending Brown University because they wanted to better themselves and was also a victim here. So this will be an ongoing investigation. There are plenty of assets and resources up there. But just watching the press conference, again, was just mind-boggling. And again, it wasn't just Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. It was the LA one. Stop letting politicians try and run these press conferences. Because again, you literally had the mayor forcing the police chief to prioritize Telemundo. And I understand, yeah, let everybody get their questions in, but he was more concerned that the police chief picked that reporter, and you could see him pushing it behind him, than getting anyone any answers, because there were zero answers given there. And I understand you shouldn't be giving stuff that's not solid. You shouldn't be giving any information that's not proven yet. And that's okay. I'm fully okay with law enforcement officials saying, we're not releasing that at this time. Simple as that. We're not releasing that at this time. And you could ask the question 10 different ways, and you're going to get the same answer. But when you have the mayor stressing aspects that have nothing to do with the crime, like, you know, the mental health experts and social work that we have standing by and this, that, there's a gunman on the loose. There's plenty of time for that. Let the investigators do their jobs. Let the police give their updates and stand aside. Let the professionals handle this. So that's what we had for the press conferences there. And they just won't learn, you know, just like our own press conferences here, you know, to where you have our own politicians forcing their way into the picture and friendly media making sure that they're in the shot. It's just, there's, unless you have something unique to offer the public, don't make it seem like you're part of the solution. It's 4:36 here at WILK. Let me tell you about my friends at Goodfeet Store, located right here in Scranton or Dixon City, depending on how you look at it, on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard, across from the Olive Garden. They make it easier than ever to feel your best. I've had my Goodfeet Arch supports in my shoes for over 2 years now. I switch them back and forth. I was doing a lot of snow shoveling this past weekend, put them right in my winter boots, and it was great. Was able to stay on my feet and do what needed to be done to make sure that driveway was clear. So say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with the Goodfeet Arch Supports. No waiting. The arch supports are immediately available, and you can experience the difference today with a free test walk. Proudly made in the USA, which is what I love about them. So why wait to feel better? Visit them at 1945 Commerce Boulevard. Call them at 570-534-0980. Check them out online at goodfeet.com because you're not going anywhere without Goodfeet. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice. On this day, December 15th, throughout the Commonwealth, today we have three. Guard Samuel W. Van Auken, Monroe County Correctional Facility, 1974, succumbed to injuries sustained when an inmate beat him and another guard with a metal mop handle during an escape attempt from the old county jail. Private James A. Walsh, Pennsylvania State Police, 1918, died after contracting the Spanish influenza while in the performance of his duties. And Patrolman John Edward Clifford, McKeesport Police Department, 1915, succumbed to injuries sustained 2 weeks earlier when he was struck by a speeding car as he stepped off a curb on Atlantic Avenue. And those are our three from here in our area across Pennsylvania who made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement. And all our first responders get our respect here on the Rob O'Donnell Show each and every day. If you're a paid or volunteer fire service, EMTs, EMS, paramedics, you know, our nurses, if you're out there, police, corrections officers, you name it, our military, of course, if you're out there serving your communities, serving our nation, we thank you here on the Rob O'Donnell Show from our entire team here. We know how important you are. Listen, I can't tout enough to check out my friends at the Applewood Farm Market. They're located at 53 German Farm Road in Scott Township. 53 German Farm Road in Scott Township. They are open Tuesdays from 10 to 3, Thursdays and Friday from 1 to 6, and Saturday from 10 to 4. They have all sorts of stocking stuffers, perfect, delicious staples for those holiday dinners. And if you're looking for something there, they got plenty of little knickknacks for you. I said from locally sourced maple syrup to locally sourced honey, they got locally sourced crackers that they have now, all different flavors. We used them for our board this weekend when we had company, and they were just phenomenal. They went over great. And their meats. If you're looking for the freshest, locally sourced, grain-finished, grass-fed Black Angus here right in our own neighborhood, right next, literally in my backyard, you got to check out Applewood Farm Markets. They've been doing it right since 1984. And they have pork, farm fresh eggs, you name it. You want some bacon, get a package of bacon. You'll be back to get another package of bacon. I had just this Saturday made their breakfast sausage in a biscuits and gravy for our company, and they just loved it. So check out our friend over at Applewood Farm. Tell them I sent you. Listen, you can go in, you can buy a single steak. Go in and buy a steak or two for you and your wife, your husband, whoever does the shopping normally. Sometimes I go in there to pick up steaks for me and my wife. Sometimes she goes in there to pick up steaks for me. And this past time she was in there, she got little 2 pints of ice cream. They have locally sourced ice cream. And I just saw that they have fresh Greek yogurt locally sourced too. So, I mean, you want to talk about fresh and healthy right here from our neighborhood and supporting a local business? You got it right there in Scott Township, Applewood Farm. You can reach out to them at applewoodfarmpa.com as well. It's 4:45 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know how we're going unless we remember where we've been? On this day, Monday, December 15th, 2025, today's more of a generic today in history, and today's today in history goes out to the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association. There's been a debate online on social media. Listen, the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association featured President Joe Biden on one of those hometown hero military honor banners as Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Armed Forces 2021 to 2025. Listen, I have no problem with any neighbor. Listen, you want to support Joe Biden. You want to promote that he lived here for 9 years when he was born till he was 8 or 9 or maybe 10. Have at it. And put it on a banner the same size and say, Green Ridge neighborhood is proud of our former President Joe Biden. But it shouldn't be a hometown heroes banner. Listen, one of the criteria for having a hometown hero banner is submitting a DD-214, which is proof that you were honorably served in our military and were discharged. I'd love to see the DD-214 of former President Joe Biden, because you know it doesn't exist. And listen, their answer is, we could change the rules, we could do what we want. He was Commander-in-Chief, that's the armed services. He's a hometown hero as far as we're concerned. Well, the military, most military members that I have consulted disagree. And your own criteria disagrees, because you have to show documentation like a DD-214 in order to even qualify for the hometown hero. But I get it, rules don't apply. So as my today... As my today in history, I have a little history lesson for the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association. 31 presidents served in our military before they rose to serve it as its commander-in-chief. George Washington, general in the Continental Army from 1775 to 1783. Thomas Jefferson, colonel in the Virginia Militia from 1770 to 1779. James Madison, colonel in the Virginia Militia from 1775 to 1781. James Monroe, major in the Continental Army from 1775 to 1778. Andrew Jackson was a major general in the U.S. Army, 1802 to 1812. William Henry Harrison, major general in the U.S. Army from 1812 to 1814. John Tyler, captain of the Virginia Militia, 1813. James K. Polk, colonel in the Tennessee Militia, 1821. Zachary Taylor, major general in the U.S. Army from 1808 to 1849. Millard Fillmore, major in the Union Continentals, 1854. Franklin Pierce, brigadier general, U.S. Army, 1846 to 1848. James Buchanan, private in the U.S. Army from 1812 to 1815. Abraham Lincoln, captain of the Illinois Militia, 1832. Andrew Jackson, Brigadier General in the U.S. Army, 1862 until 1865. Ulysses S. Grant, a West Point graduate, General of the U.S. Army from 1866 to 1869. Rutherford B. Hayes, a Major General in the Union Army from 1861 to 1865. James A. Garfield, Major General, U.S. Army, 1861 to 1863. Chester A. Arthur, Brigadier General, New York Militia, 1858 to 1863. Benjamin Harrison, Brigadier General, U.S. Army, 1862 to 1865. William McKinley, Major of the Union Army, 1861 to 1865. Theodore Roosevelt, Colonel, U.S. Army Volunteer Cavalry, 1898. Harry S. Truman, Colonel in the U.S. Army from 1919 to 1945. Dwight D. Eisenhower, West Point graduate, General of the United States Army, 1915 to 1948. John F. Kennedy, Lieutenant, United States Navy, 1941 to 1945. Lyndon B. Johnson, Lieutenant Commander, U.S. Navy, 1941-1964. Richard M. Nixon, Commander of the U.S. Navy, 1942 to 1966. Gerald R. Ford, Jr., Lieutenant Commander, U.S. Navy, 1942 to 1946. Jimmy Carter, U.S. Naval Academy graduate, Lieutenant, United States Navy, 1946 to 1953. Ronald Reagan, Captain, U.S. Army from 1942 to 1945. George H.W. Bush, Lieutenant Junior Grade, U.S. Navy, 1942 to 1945. George W. Bush, 1st Lieutenant, Texas Air National Guard from 1968 to 1973. 31. Then to become United States Presidents and Commander-in-Chief, served honorably in our military throughout our history. 31. Green Ridge Neighborhood Association, you just disgraced all 31 of them with your nonsense political games. You want to put up a poster of Joe Biden? Have at it. It should not be, nor ever will be, a hometown hero to honor our military. It's 4:55 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, when I wanted to get one of those ductless split air systems installed in my house, I had three criterias. I wanted a local business, I wanted a family-run business, and I wanted a business that used top-of-the-line equipment. And they checked all those boxes with an exclamation point. Mitsubishi Electric heat pump system that I had installed, it is the gold standard of these heat pump systems. And our friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, they are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors. So you can be confident that it's installed and set up to its specifications from the company itself. Saving money as we speak on it. 17% less in electric bills for my October and November bills so far. And that family name is on everything. If you're dealing with Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, you're dealing with the Monk family, and they're going to treat you as such. Listen, Rob Monk came to the house, scanned each room, told me exactly what size unit we needed, showed me what it would look like on the wall. And when they came out to install it, in under 5 hours, the entire system was installed and operating. I've used the air conditioning for about a week or two and then switched to heat. And we use that heat as our primary each and every day now in the O'Donnell household. 24/7, sir, 365 days a year service, cool club maintenance plan, water heaters same day if you have an emergency. Check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com to see what they can do for you. We got about a minute till we come up on the 5 o'clock hour here. Grieving Iowa police chief reveals that his son was one of the three U.S. soldiers, two soldiers and an interpreter that were killed in Syria this past weekend. And as we, and we're going to talk about this game in the NFL later in the show, but you know, as we sat down to celebrate our men and women, the Army Navy game, some of our best of us, where you had 4,000 midshipmen and 4,000 cadets in that stadium. It was just a great game, a little too close for me, but just a great game. And as we celebrated and honor them and tailgate and cheer on our teams and Army versus Navy or Navy versus Army, just know that it was with a heavy heart, because there is no such thing when you're wearing that uniform anywhere in the world that you are not deployed and not in harm's way. And that very much proved that during that game. And it was glad to see it mentioned so many times. God bless them. 5 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback.
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.